Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on planet Earth.
I want to try and beat them.
Okay.
Well, I don't necessarily want to beat you per se. I just want to be the best that I can be.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
Don't allow 10 seconds to affect the next 10 years of your life.
Man.
You snapped off and now you went from partying at the Kardashians to being in a cell 23 hours a day.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Monday, December 16th, 2024. Man, this year is about to be over, y'all. Truth Nation, welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly, live from the American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. Our guest co-hosts for today is none other. Nope, I ain't gonna start with him. I'm gonna start with Jay English.
Thank you. Get me first.
Yes, because I'm thinking about that. It's like, man, that's hard to follow.
Come on, I already told you last week.
You don't go from the legendary Homer Blow to just, oh man, he's just Jay English.
Man, he'll do it anyway. He's gonna do it anyway, man. That's how you feel today.
Good Monday morning,
man.
No, I'm saying that's why I wanted to introduce you first. Good morning, Jay.
Thank you. Good morning.
Look, I get, you know, a dry throat every time I just say Homer. I got to say the legendary Homer Blow. Good morning, Homer.
Great morning, man. Every time I'm in the studio with you, Homer, I got problems.
What more do you want from me?
Hey, he gonna introduce me first while still introducing you first, though.
I saw the really, really tough.
Old habits are bad.
Come on, man. I missed y'all, too.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
How was you all's weekend?
Man, my weekend was good till the Bills ran all over the Lions last night. I was doing real well.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, congrats.
Yeah.
You said congrats. I was doing real well till about the fourth quarter where they came back and still lost. So that's my issue this morning. I know, again, not that Milwaukee care about my feelings or thoughts on that, but that's where I'm at.
Especially not after a Packers win in Seattle last night.
Right.
We could really care less about the Lions losing.
I know.
Oh, look, the highlights are on.
Come on, man.
Congratulations.
Who got the remote control? Turn the TV off. They in studio watching the tape. Come on, man. Hey, Homer, didn't you have a birthday party or something this weekend?
No. Ooh, look at that last play, Homer.
Yeah, that one right there, man. Let's talk about something else. Y'all look like the cowardly Lions.
Oh, my God. We only lost two games this year, man. Look.
Put him up.
The kittens.
I didn't do what I had to do. The Detroit kittens.
Nah, it's all good.
Got me over here breathing hard. We're the first five minutes of the segment, man. Really.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You ain't sorry. You ain't even a little bit.
I know. I'm not. I was being facetious.
But Homer, you did have a busy weekend.
Yes, you're telling us all about it. It's a blessed weekend. It's especially when I do the things that I love to do. Like I love doing radio. Thursday, Salvation Army celebrity bell ringer. That was a great afternoon. I was there from 1 to 2 at the Milwaukee Public Market. On Friday morning, I had to drive out, take a U-Haul out to Capco. Because my Homer Blow Foundation, Inc., nonprofit 501c3, is one of the blessings that get toys from Capco for all the things I do for the children throughout the year. And, of course, then I had to do Breakfast with Santa with Miss D, Mama Raisin McCullum, in Milwaukee County over at the Martin Luther King Jr. Center. That I had to be there at 7. The event went from 9 to 1 p.m., And then I had to go and do something else, a private event after that. Then on yesterday,
your schedule crazy.
I had to do a private event. I could say it now because the event is over with. Shout out to Bria Grant and Unite WI and Pastor
Piles. Ain't so private no more.
Right, right, right. I can tell it now.
Pastor Piles, I had to provide the sound and the music entertainment for the their brunch. They had a brunch and toy giveaway to families in the community. So I had to DJ that. Then I had to go do my three S's, which I can't say what each S stands for on the air.
Well, you probably do the last two, but you might want to leave that first one out.
Okay. Shave, shower. The other one is releasing some things that could have you full of something. So,
all right.
And after that, I had to go DJ for Sammy Belton Jr. and his wife, Chris Style. They had a event at Pottawatomie Hotel, Bingo, and Casino, and I had to DJ that from 6 to 8, and then DJ Infotech, you know, went and...
Man, I don't feel like I do enough with my life. Like, yeah, I feel like I should be doing more. I mean, I run.
Grammy nominated Corinne Hawthorne. Yeah,
come on, man.
Hawthorne was there.
So. Yeah, I run a church. I had a couple of services, but like, I went home after that. You know what I'm saying? I took a nap.
Yeah, you went to bed, huh?
I went to sleep, bro.
What is that?
You were, yeah, you were still
sleep?
Just getting started.
Right. What is sleep?
Come
what
on,
is,
man.
What is sleep?
Yeah.
Hey, Tiffany Arms. How are you? Patrice Green. Maybe Patrice will get to try to chime in.
Yeah.
Calm Wellness.
Calm Wellness. Oh, yes. Love her. Yes.
That changed
yes.
her whole life. Yeah. Hold on.
Hey, what'd you say?
Calm Wellness? Yeah. Did you say Calm Wellness?
You had a flashback, right?
Hey, tell me, your whole face changed.
Right, it did, like, man. It did.
Oh,
it did.
Just
man,
felt relaxed.
I just felt relaxed. All of a sudden, yeah.
You know the...
I'm telling you, Calm Wellness. Oh, man.
I'm going to hit that. Next time he roasts me about the lines, I'm going to hit Calm Wellness.
Right.
Yeah.
Gonna
just...
Yeah.
Namaste.
Right.
They're going to learn today. They're going to learn today.
Yes, we were talking about a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Not just the Packers winning last night, but the Bucks are advancing to the NBA Cup Championship. Yes, they
That's
will be taking on.
Come on. But man, I didn't see that coming at the beginning of the year, so I'm happy for the Bucks.
Hey,
thank you.
No one did after a 2-6 or 2-8 start.
Yes, sir.
And,
right.
And they have won, I want to say, like 12 of their last 14 or something crazy like that. But it seems like they have turned a corner. And if you would have listened to Giannis's interview after the game, he was just saying, look, we're starting to play as a team.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the year, we were, you know, just trying to play hero ball, and that's not the case anymore. And so, you know, it's exciting stuff. And on top of that, yeah, it's cool that they get to go to the championship, and they're in Vegas, and they've been in Vegas since Friday.
Right,
so
right,
yeah.
they've been
hanging. But do you know how much each
Man,
player gets?
I researched it, bruh. I ain't gonna say it. I'm
What's
gonna let
it?
You say
for,
it.
Per diem?
Man, listen, no.
No.
Wait till Telly tells you.
About...
Telly, tell him.
Okay.
Ma'am, tell me.
The winner of this game between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Oklahoma City Thunder for the NBA Cup tomorrow night in Las Vegas.
Uh huh.
The winners, each player,
gets
$517,000.
Come on, man. Sign me a Bucks. Y'all need one more player. You need one more player. I got you.
I'm Blogo Bucks. Hey,
you know, instead of Bango. I'm Blogo.
I ain't even got to play. You ain't got to put me in. I'll ride the bench.
Gets 500
each player
and $17,000. And so Doc addressed that after the game, and he was like, you know, you gotta love the competition, the competitiveness of these regular season games. And I think the NBA did a great job in implementing this tournament in season because, you know, most of the time during the regular season, you got guys sitting out.
Yeah, don't nobody care.
Yeah, but they care. But Doc made a great point. He was like, for people like Giannis and Chris and, you know, the money isn't the driving force.
That's right.
It's
that's
the competition.
Right.
He said, but now the people that's on the bench, he's like, shoot,
man. Remember I said that? I said the bench people get it too?
That's half my yearly salary.
Yes. Man. Yes. So
I just hope that they don't have gambling problems, because they'd be the lost that. They'd be the left in Vegas.
Hey, put it on my tab. I got a game tomorrow. I'll be back with it. I'm good for it. You number 11 on the bench. Talk about something you good for it.
Be like, who are you again?
Don't worry, man. Giannis got me.
So, yes. And I want to say even the losing team gets about 200 and something grand. So,
yeah.
So, man, hey, good luck to the Bucks.
17.
Yes. Come on, man. That's a lot of money. Just hand you a check for a basketball game.
Listen, oh, man.
Gosh.
You know how many people in the city right here, how long they got to work to say they got
$517,000.
Right. I'm trying
for
to
one
count
game.
Up. One,
for
two,
one game. How many folks playing at the Y and at the Rec and at 24-Hour Fitness right now? For free.
For free.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. So in the Bucks' last 15 games, they are 12-3.
Yeah,
they smashed. Starting off 4-8.
Because I thought they was about to blow up the team. It looked like Doc might have been gone.
Coach.
All of that was there. But Dame and Giannis seem to have figured it out.
Yes.
And that's a dangerous combination, man, for them to have put that all together.
And you can't leave out the thing that Bobby Portis brings to the team as well. You feel what I'm saying?
Him.
So, yeah. And that.
Now, I'm from Illinois, so I remember when he was with Chicago, I was mad when they let him go. Mm-hmm. I was like, y'all crazy. This the type of folks we need.
No, they let him go because he was crazy. Don't
you,
be that
you,
part
you
out.
Need a little crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, he did slug on dude. I know.
You mean swung on him? No, he connected. Like, he just didn't swing and miss.
Right. He did put hands on somebody, but you know what, man? You need somebody like that on your team.
You saying it because you're a preacher.
I'm just saying. Sometimes you got to lay hands.
You saying it because you're a pastor.
You got to lay hands sometimes. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Not on your team. Like, come on now.
He was trying to pray for him.
He don't really want to let the details out. I can jog him. I remember.
Hey, jog his memory. Man.
He was praying for the brother that he'd hit the shots the next night. So he had to lay a hand on him real quick.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Yeah. He had to send his message by fracturing his jaw.
Right.
Yeah, he did.
And basically ending his career. Like, you really didn't hear too much from Mirotić after that.
No.
Was it Mirotić or
it was Mirotić?
It's Mirotić,
yeah.
So well, to you your know, response,
Bobby,
Jay,
I miss you.
to your response, trying to support,
we all got a pass.
I'm just saying,
we all got.
That's right. Everybody can be forgiven.
Womp, womp, womp.
Talking about you, you were mad when Chicago got rid of him.
I personally was, because we needed some fire like that on the squad. That's all I'm saying.
Did you see the guy that was a Wheel of Fortune and he actually wanted to put an end for that little statement? It was crazy.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it was. It was only one letter left, and the rest was IGG.
They should have went to commercial immediately.
He said, I want to end.
Hey, what is that? No.
No.
No, we cannot give you that. You want to buy a vowel.
Right. Check this out, y'all. We are just getting started. When we come back, there is also a Heisman Trophy that was given out this past weekend, but that wasn't the story. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Be Told with Telly. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We have guest co-hosts Jay English and the legendary Homer Blow in the building. Before break, a lot of sports stuff going on this weekend, and one was the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yes.
Colorado's Travis Hunter.
That's a bad boy.
Now, yes, he is.
That's a
and,
bad
and
boy.
And the significance of it is even greater when you think about he's the first player to ever attend an HBCU and mm-hmm. win the Heisman Trophy.
Come on. Shout out to Deion, too, for bringing him with him.
Yes, yes. There were a lot that came close. I remember Steve McNair came close when he was at Alcorn State.
Mm-hmm.
And but Travis Hunter, what he was able to do, and a lot of people didn't think it would transfer. They thought, oh, man, he was doing that at Jackson State.
Yeah. Right,
can he
right,
do that
right,
at right. The, it, with the big boys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he went to Colorado, played both ways, ends up winning the Heisman Trophy. And a very touching moment before we get to
the problem with him winning the Heisman.
We get to what became the other story. Travis Hunter did something very touching. He was able to accept the award. His dad wasn't able to attend. And he still gave his dad a shout out. And Ricky, if we could play the audio clip of Travis Hunter accepting his Heisman Trophy award on Saturday night in New York City.
He's not here to be able to make it, but I know you're watching on TV. Dad, I love you. All the stuff you went through, man. I look at your oldest son. I did this for you, man. All the times that you didn't get to see me, and the time you came to see my games, from not seeing probably two games in high school to seeing me on TV every weekend and coming to see me, man, that means so much to me. I know you wanted to be here and you can't, but trust me, I got you. I'm bringing the trophy home. I love you.
That was Travis Hunter accepting his Heisman Trophy award on Saturday night in New York City. Mm-hmm. And, guys, I'll start with you, Jay.
Yeah.
You know, as a father and someone that, you know, is there for their kids, and then you see them reach their moment. Or in this case, it sounds like Travis Hunter's dad hasn't been able to be there in the way that he may have wanted to be.
Yeah.
But for him to take that platform and that opportunity to shout him out, I mean, that should every father should feel something.
Brother, I love it. I love it for the fathers who are doing everything they can to take care of their children, to take care of their families. And a lot of times, you know, these brothers get up here, and I'm not hating on them loving their moms, not at all. But we hear that all the time, you know. Shout out to my mama. My mama been down for me since day one. But, man, to see that there's a father that's been involved to this extent where this brother's breaking down. He's crying on TV, and he's thanking his dad. As a father, that has to be one of the best feelings in the world, because we do everything that we do, not necessarily that somebody would acknowledge us. We're doing it because somebody got to do it, and we love our family.
Absolutely.
But when we can do that and be acknowledged for it, and you thank us for the sacrifices and the times we couldn't be at the game because we was working or we was doing whatever had to happen so that you could be who you are.
Yeah.
Bro, I can't imagine. I'd be shedding tears, you know, sitting at home watching something like that. If my daughter attains to something that crazy and she shout me out, bro, y'all going to hear about me on the news. I'm going to be all
Mr.
in
Mr. English is just crying uncontrollably.
That brother's running up and down streets crying.
Yeah.
Bro, that did something to me just hearing him express that type of love for his father.
Absolutely. Homer?
Well, you know how I feel about these type of things. I've kind of spoke on them before. It was great to hear him acknowledge his father. So, and not even saying that his father was perfect, mm-hmm. but to acknowledge.
Yes.
And I just wish that a lot more women would understand just how powerful that is. I know what may not have worked with you and the father in some situations, but don't take away the fact that you have somebody that you love and you are able to say you're proud of how that person began.
Absolutely.
And that's it. If we go with the Christmas season going around, you're talking about Jesus. Again, it was an immaculate conception. So you get what I'm saying? So him to be able to acknowledge and break down emotionally, you know it was real. It was nothing that was staged. I don't think anybody was expecting that. And I just say salute to all of the brothers who do get a raw deal and not being able to be acknowledged because whatever reason the mother of the child may have to say, nah, you ain't that, you ain't did nothing. I've been there though every day. I mean, we get it. We get it. But sometimes it ain't you there, it's your mama there. So we can bring up, we can pick and choose if we wanted to. So it was a very proud moment. I ditto what Jay was saying, that a lot of brothers should be able to stand up that are knowing. And even those brothers who may not be the biological fathers, but they stepping up to the plate. Acknowledgement, man, sometimes it's all you need to give you that inspiration and motivation to keep going.
Yeah, acknowledging where you came from, because, again, your DNA had to come from somewhere. It wasn't like you just came out and you were just this freakish athlete.
Right.
And I think about that with LeBron. As much as LeBron loves his mom, I mean, I don't think he's ever met his dad, but I think some of it has to come from his dad. And we don't know what that relationship is, because there are a lot of people that were raised by single parents, single moms. And I mean, I'm one of them. So, you know, it definitely, you know, warmed my heart to see that, like you said, Jay, his dad getting the attention, you know, and the credit that he deserves.
Absolutely.
I mean, because none of us are perfect.
Right.
He, you know, he's not, he probably hasn't been, you know, a perfect dad. He's probably just been doing the best that he could.
That's it.
And
none of us are perfect.
But the thing is, even Travis acknowledged that. He's like, I know you wanted to be there.
That's right.
I know you were trying your
best.
That's right.
That's right.
So, and to get acknowledged for just the effort, I mean, to me, I mean, because people say, you know, what do you think is you know, what makes a good father? And I think, honestly, 85% of it is just being there. It's just being present. And, you know, the other parts you figure out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to be present in order to be in their lives. So I think that's the biggest thing. But Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017, because we were talking about getting attention. Well, Travis Hunter's fiance got some of the wrong attention.
She stay getting the wrong attention. She stay in trouble. My God, what are you doing? All I need you to do is be happy for the brother. That's it. Just celebrate the brother when the cameras is on.
Look, man. And on top of that, on our YouTube message board, Ahmad hit us up and said, did you hear his mom say he was a mistake when she was interviewed? I didn't hear that part, but
I missed that. I missed that part.
Yeah. Wow. I wonder if his little brother was a mistake too, because he cold. And
she ain't gonna be calling him a mistake when he get that check next year. Wow. Yeah, she could have kept that to herself, man. If she said that. Just keep that to yourself at this point.
So the other story about the Heisman Trophy winner was Travis Hunter's girlfriend, fiance, when he was announced as this year's Heisman Trophy winner, his mom, his coach, Dion, and his teammate, his quarterback, Shador,
everybody
all stood up.
Everybody else.
Everybody stood up. Except
one person.
Travis's girlfriend. And
you had one job.
If you look at the video, Dion had to nudge her to tell her to stand up. But after that, what you may not have paid attention to, she was the last one to stand up and the first to sit down.
Yep.
He came over, she hugged him, and then she sat right back down.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Something wrong. You can't be happy for me for like 30 seconds? You can't stand up. My coach literally got to coach you to stand up? Bro, that's red flags. I'm sorry. That's red flags for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, I'm going to have to, today our last day.
Like, what we not going to do.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? What we not going to do. But, yeah, I found it disrespectful. Again, you are there for one of many of his greatest moments of his life. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are people that they strive in their college years to achieve that. It's like their Super Bowl. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, man, I'm a Heisman. You know, so it ain't just the school he went to wants to put him on the Wall of Fame and all
no,
of that.
This is a,
you gonna
this
live forever.
Deal. Yeah, man.
Heisman Trophy winner 2024.
Yeah.
Everybody gonna remember this forever.
Yeah, yes. Stand up. Yes. As Ludacris would say.
Come on.
Yeah. When I move, you move. Hey, just like that. You know what I mean?
When my family move, you move.
Right.
Stand on up.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't understand. Because we shouldn't have to have a conversation about that. Like, that's to me, that's the bare minimum that I should expect out of somebody that you, my fiance, you know, from what you're telling me, Telly, she's carrying this child now, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she is pregnant.
To me, it's like this is bare minimum expectation. I just won the ultimate individual award for a team sport in college football. And you can't, you really not going to get up?
Right.
Well,
no, you can't hold my trophy.
Neither one of them.
Come on. No, can I hold it? No, you cannot. Right. No, no. When you stand up, you can.
I let somebody else hold both these trophies.
Come on. Something wrong. Something wrong.
833-212-1017 is our Truth Talking text line. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. There are going to be a lot of theories out there.
Yeah.
And I am...
I got theories.
Some of these I don't think I can read on the radio.
Listen, I don't care what theory it is. You got to fake it till you make it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to act like you want to be there.
I think, too, if you're Travis and you are, she's coming with you. I mean, just the conversation, like, look, just don't do nothing to make people say anything.
Come on.
Man. Like, I think that once he came off of his high from celebrating this, that,
right,
and the other, and he got on social media and saw all of that. Oh my God. You gotta know,
right,
that took,
yeah,
that
man,
took some of the thunder away
it
from
us. And I feel like she's, in my opinion, I feel like she's made it about herself a number of times.
Yes,
and it's not about
this ain't
you
the first
right
time.
Now. This
yep.
ain't the
yeah.
first one that we done seen publicly.
Right.
And it ain't like she don't know. It's a million cameras on this brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be different if it was somebody that didn't nobody know and his girlfriend was acting like that. Ain't nobody looking at you. You know this brother got cameras everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So what
you can't make it about you.
What are you doing?
Like, yeah, even if, because Shelte on our YouTube message board say they got into it before they got there, he was cheating. Why it had to be?
Why gotta be that?
Why he gotta be cheating? No.
Listen. And if that was the imaginary case, why did you even come?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Stay home.
You would have made more of a statement by not showing up than to come and just sit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No excuse.
Yeah. Truth Nation, hit us up 833-212-1017. What are your thoughts on this? Because it seemed like one of his biggest moments in his life, the spotlight was stolen because someone appeared to have an attitude. Hit us up 833-212-1017. More after the break.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, good morning. If you're just joining us, welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. We have Jay English and the legendary Homer Blow in the building. We've been talking about this past weekend's Heisman Trophy ceremony, where it wasn't the two-way superstar Travis Hunter that had all of the attention. Clearly, his girlfriend slash fiance wanted some of that attention as well. And
be careful, brother.
She
careful.
Got it. Say, I just got two words for you. Be careful.
Come on.
Got to be
red
careful.
Flag.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear from Truth Nation. Let's hear what they have to say. George, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly, Jay, and Homer. Good morning.
What's going on, brothers? How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, blessed.
Doing well.
is just dropping off the kids, man. And one thing I want to say about the dads, man, it ain't never too late to be great when it comes to being a dad. You are your kid's superhero until you make yourself a villain. So go ahead and do your father thing, man, to all the dads out there. But Travis Hunter better cut his losses short right now. That's unfortunate. He can deal with that financially because he's in a situation that most brothers ain't. But he better cut his losses right now, man. A woman that cannot celebrate you as some of your greatest men is a woman that you just don't want around. Because when the hard times come, you know what she's going to do. She's going to run.
She gonna have a seat.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying it. You
she
know,
go sit down.
It's one thing to have child support. There's another thing to have alimony and child support. So, you know,
don't
make amends.
Thanks for the call, George. Hey, we appreciate
it. Baby.
Yeah. Come on, George. Hey, look, hey, George, we've been saying the same thing,
yeah,
brother.
We have.
It's like, look, hey, you got to know when to say when. And then you can't come back a year from now and be like, oh, she tripping.
No.
Everybody be like,
no,
look, man,
no.
We saw that.
You knew.
Yeah, we saw this.
Hey, what Richie say off Harlem Nights? Baby, tell the kids I love them. I ain't never coming home again. Y'all have a great day, man.
All right, you too,
have a great
George.
Day.
Hey, George came in with the uplifted word for the fathers and then pulled the hatchet out.
Hey,
you're going to call him Brother Borton. It's, you know, Lindsey Borton.
Hey, two things could be right at the same time.
And
yes. Yeah,
I loved his take on both sides. Cut your losses.
Man, oh, man. We have Miss Rose. Miss Rose, you're on Truth Be Told with Telly, Jay, and Homer. Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to think, won't you guys ever think on a positive that the young lady might be in pain, physical pain, and you might not understand it, or maybe some agreement they have. If you think of it that a positive thing is always on the negative, you might find that things are quite different than what you expect them to be. And that's why many times many men have a problem with understanding women. They don't know the total and only think one way. Open up your mind to a positive way of the reason
four times we've seen it publicly. We've seen it publicly.
Doesn't matter.
Four times.
You don't know what's happening.
But she stood
the physical
up.
Aspect.
She stood
that's
up.
A, you see, yes, but she sat back down. Let me tell you something. You, what we do, maybe you might not do because as a male, you feel you got to prove something. Women, many times, they're being honest and straightforward. Doesn't mean that it's negative. It can be positive. All I'm saying is open your mind to something positive instead of always negative. That's
hey,
all.
You got to respect your if that's, right. Yeah, if that's your man.
Yeah,
I can't ride
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, we don't call a flag on that. Like,
if I win the Heisman, stand up.
Yeah, I mean,
that's right.
Come on now. Like, that's the what other reason you're there?
Yeah.
Answer that, Miss Rose. If you're in that much pain, why are you there?
That's what I'm saying. Like, just sit out.
Yeah.
Come on. No,
like, sit out.
There ain't no positive in it. Like,
we're not
on.
Asking her to pull bricks up a road. We're not
right.
asking her to lift 500 pounds. We're not asking her to run a marathon. Can you just stand up and acknowledge this man that you say you love?
Right.
Accomplish something great. And this is all men be wanting. You know, she's saying, well, y'all don't understand women. This ain't about understand women. This is not even her moment.
Right.
This
right.
is about him what? And his moment.
Ladies, what happened to my man?
Thank you.
What happened to that?
How you going to make it about her?
I support him. And I
that's
do
my
this
man,
and I do
my
that.
Man, my man.
Come
yeah.
on.
And then she didn't look like she was in much pain once Dion nudged her to stand up.
Right.
No, so, she stood right on up then.
And then sat right back down.
Come
so,
on. No, I'm not. I can't. I
mean,
can't go
you
there.
You can't. You can't say, oh, you don't know what's going on. I mean, we can see what's going on. And
yeah.
we can see the attitude.
Yes.
And regardless, optics are everything because we're not inside of that relationship. But if she would have just stood up. And when everybody else did, gave him a hug like she did, and clapped, and then sat down when everybody else did,
it wouldn't have been a story.
We wouldn't even be talking about
look,
it.
Thank you,
if this was the first time it
right.
ever happened.
Yeah. And it hasn't been.
It's not. That's all we're saying is that, hey, it is trending a certain direction. We have seen this multiple times, and we got questions. Yeah. But to bring it back to, like, this is about her, well, why are you not thinking more positive? I don't know what positivity you expected me to think of. this brother just won an amazing award. His family is there. You got one job to do. And we as men all understand that job. Just respect me in my moment where I'm being celebrated. That's
listen,
it.
Listen, it's so many times that we have this where there's a difference in the perception versus reality. But ladies, understand, like, it's not trying to point and say that, but you hear women say, like, look, just come to me. Come with me to the holiday party.
Come on.
I done went with you to everything that you got to do with your busy yes. life. Can you come to my company's holiday party with me?
Why you? Okay. I ain't gonna speak to nobody, though.
Like, come on. Like, nah. like, stop making excuses. Like, when some women have their intuitions and say, come on now. Come on. There are women, Ms. Rose, that are also saying that she was out of order.
100%.
She was wrong. So it is not just like it's us as men having this conversation about it. There are women that are almost leading the conversation in her and that being a disrespectful moment.
Yeah.
Now, something I love to do, because I'm seeing all of these messages about, well, maybe she was in pain or this thing. Like, we're just going to discount the fact may just had an attitude.
Right.
And this is something I love to do. Let's flip it. Let's flip it.
Please, flip it around.
Let's flip it. So if it was Caitlin Clark's boyfriend at the time.
Yes.
And she won the Player of the Year, and she, you know, now is on Time Magazine yep. and number one draft pick. When he was there, you didn't even know he was there, right? But let's just say she went up to the stage, and he just sat there.
Thank you.
And then can just men Whew. Say, well, maybe he was in pain. You know, maybe he had something Thank internally you. Going on.
Ain't nobody going to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be accepted.
Yeah, so don't sit up here and, you know, start saying, well, y'all don't know, and this, that, and the other. Because if it was reversed, I'm telling you, it would be a totally different story. Like, yes. Well, you know, I'm sure, you know, she right. supported him, right. and he can't even
he
stand
can't,
up.
He can't but one time.
Yeah, one time. But he knew why he was there, and, man, come on,
you brought up
man.
A point last week, though, before we go to break, is when some of the women saying, because the black man didn't vote for Kamala Harris, that they going to sit out yeah. for 4 years.
Sit down.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So now if we went to saying, well, hold on, how you going to? Yeah. It would be an issue. We shouldn't be going black and forth like
no,
that.
No, yeah. no,
it ain't
no.
about that.
I'm with you.
Black Conscious, Ron from the South Side, we see you. Please hold. We're going to get right to you on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, boy, boy, boy. It's been so much talk outside of that high trophy. Man, oh, man. We ain't even talking about the stats and this dude being one of the best players to ever play in college football.
Yeah.
And I think he had like 14 touchdowns receiving, four interceptions, and just crazy numbers. That's something we may not ever see again, or at least – for a few generations. Black Conscious, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly, Jay, and Homer. Good morning.
Nod yourself in good health, gentlemen. Honor to the ancestors. So let's not rip down Miss Rose, because she's absolutely correct. She just used the wrong term. The young lady is going through something. It's called embassy and jealousy. So,
yes! Yes! Come on, brother. Preach
follow
now.
Me. Follow me.
I'm with you.
Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. The brother is going through something, too. He had to cry in his coach's arms instead of yours, woman.
Man.
That was an embrace was meant for you and him, and he over here sobbing in the coach's arms
man.
Because you over here feeling a certain type of way. But
good call.
This is for acknowledgement, young brother, because you on the way up. Hey, I asked Rick to play Droppers Like a Hot because that's exactly what it should be going on. Why you got this opportunity not? You ain't put no ring on that finger? Good. Give her a little money.
Remember, we talked about that before. Sell her off and go buy some extra condoms because she putting holes in all the ones you know about.
Oh. God, so they still do that, Black Ops?
Oh, hey, I wouldn't push it by them. I wouldn't push it at this tone right now.
Well,
live righteous, Milwaukee love, y'all.
All right. Right. Thank all you, right, Black Conscious. Ron from the South Side. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I know we, all the guys we called and stuff like that, that young lady, she probably was going through a lot of stuff in her head, and she didn't see how big the moment was. I'm going to give her a little grace, but you know what that young man had to do to get this far, to get the Heisman Trophy? This is a big, big deal. And you can tell he's a young man because any man in that room knows that if the ride to the event is quiet, she ain't saying nothing, that's a red flag right there. Like, pull over, hey, what's going on with you? Because before we walk into the door, I want to know, can we clear this up? Because there's a lot of people going to be in here. I've been in a situation with my wife where we've had a spat, and the women in my family know right away that there's something wrong. What you do to Connie? What you do to her? She ain't talking. She ain't this and that. And I go to her and try to get her a plate or something, and she'll go, I ain't hungry. I ain't thirsty. So, and the term is, she had a butt on her back, and I know y'all know what that means. So, I've been in a situation where my wife has completely just said, you know what, I don't care who's around, whatever, I'm expressing this, but that in that situation, the young lady should have acknowledged a little bit, okay, I know I'm mad at you, and we don't know if she was mad at him, which is a whole lot, we're just speculating at this point. And guess what? I'm blaming Bailey Coleman for this. I'm blaming Bailey Coleman because she said the women were going to sit back and stay hydrated. And dang it, she stayed hydrated too long at that dang event. She should have got up and clapped her hands and stuck her feet because this young man is on the way up. Thank you for taking my call.
Bailey, it's your fault.
All right, Ron from the South Side, we appreciate the call. Continue to hit us up, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. And you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Grant hit us up on our talking text line and says, I didn't see what she did this weekend. However, multiple red flags went up a few weeks ago for me. I was watching on YouTube and learned she picked out his mother's house.
Hmm.
Hmm. Wow.
His mama didn't get to pick out her own house?
Oh, man.
You know.
The plot thickens.
Yeah. No, you pick out my mama's house, you definitely got to stand up when I win this trophy. No.
Yeah, because of what Ron said.
And the mama stood up.
Come on.
Because of what Ron said, I got to say her name in Kendrick Lamar's voice. Bailey! Bailey! Yeah. Instead of mustard! Bailey!
I love you. Ron said it.
That's right. Jocelyn hit us up and said, prime example how they dogged Simone Biles' husband, Jonathan Owens, when he said he didn't know she was famous.
Ooh.
They let him have it.
You right.
Yes, they did.
You right.
Yes, great call. Did. Appreciate that. Yes. Yep. Yeah, great recollection.
True. And his stuff actually made some sense. Like, he wasn't in the room married to her or yeah. dating her or living in the same house.
Right.
Come on, man. No, yeah. I'm with you on that. Well, they did.
And think about it. Even with Travis, when he said he didn't know nothing about Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
He said she put him yep. on Lil yes. Wayne.
That's right. That's right. He said yeah. he didn't know nothing about that.
So, you know, just to equate the two situations, yep. like it can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Valerie hit us up on our YouTube message board and said, hopefully Deion Sanders gave him some advice on looking for red flags.
That's why he was crying like
gold-digging females.
That's why he was crying in that embrace. He was like, brother, you know she ain't the one, right?
Coach, I thought she loved me. Right. What was the conversation during that?
He was whispering, bro, you got to let her go, man. Yeah. This ain't the one.
Congratulations, man.
Hold on.
We know what we got to do. You know, we know what we got to do.
Right, right.
Come on, Coach Prime. Tell him. Tell him the hard truth. Tell him the truth. But it's Truth Nation, man.
But, fellas, on the reals, if nothing else this incident does, it makes people go dig more into their relationship.
Absolutely.
Like
Absolutely.
You said, on our talking text line, Grant said that he didn't, you know, see what happened, but a couple of weeks ago, he went on YouTube to see some stuff and learn that she picked out his mother's house. Now, that was just a couple of weeks ago, just out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are going to start digging into their relationship now and be like, hold on, man, mm-hmm. this doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
Was she standing, walking with his mom to
pick out the house.
Oh, man. She probably did it online.
She was on Redfin.
She was on a hover round.
She was on Zillow.
She was on a hover round.
Oh, hover round. Hey, man, she's catching jokes in here
now,
today.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, though. Like, we're not talking about Travis Hunter. We're not sitting right. around here giving him his accolades.
Right.
Instead, we sitting here with all of the focus on her because for 39 seconds, she couldn't stand up and applaud that brother, regardless of whatever the argument was on the way to the place.
Mm-hmm.
And
regardless, if there was a huge drag-out argument, there are a lot of times where, like you said, fake it until you make it.
Yep.
Like, I know you are so upset with me, but for the next hour, can you put that to the side?
Come on. Right.
You be mad at me when we get home. Smile when the camera. Yeah, you can cuss me out when we get home and this, that, and the other. But here's the thing. So you upset? What you going to do? Leave me?
No, she ain't leaving that house.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, how in the world you go, like, thread, and then it ain't like you going to leave me. And you didn't, man, come on, man. All right, Truth Nation, now is your chance to be our one call. That's all Gruber 5K giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you can be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 7 right now at 833-212-1017, and you will be entered in to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, that is caller number 7 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 101.7thetruth.com. More Truth Be Told with Telly after the break.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.